This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, let's start with your Turtles. How about a game for Derek Queen last night? First player since Joe Smith to have a 2020 game for the Terps. 22 points, 20 rebounds. Not bad for the five-star in his debut.
I mean, it was like he had a double-double with still like 5 minutes to go in the first half last night. The game, by the way, as all Maryland games, football and basketball, right here on the Team 980. I was listening to Johnny, Naki, and Walt because I was out and about a little bit during the game. But, yeah, that's one hell of a debut. For those of you that don't know, Derek Queen, a five-star, played in Baltimore, then went to Florida and played for a few years at Montverde Prep. First five-star guy they've had since, I think, since Jalen Smith. Diamond Stone maybe the last five-star?
Yeah, Diamond Stone was definitely a five-star, and then guard from PVI, I think, was a high four-star.
Deshaun Harris-Smith. Yeah. But Derek Queen, 22 points, 20 rebounds in 27 minutes. So I watched him. He's everything that Kevin Willard told us when he was on with us last week. He is a basketball player. You know, he's not an overpowering physical presence. He's not overly, you know, freakish athletically. He plays the game with great feel, with great IQ. He only had one assist, but there were a couple of passes that he made that actually resulted in turnovers. But you could just see he sees it, and, you know, eventually his teammates will see it. He can operate from the high post. He can operate from the low post. He can catch. He's got great hands. So I'm really excited to watch this guy. I also was impressed with the guy that they signed in the portal from Belmont, Jacoby Gillespie, 6'1", kind of scoring point guard. And then off the bench, I was impressed with Rodney Rice, who's got a really good stroke. So, look, it's early, and these games tend to be games in which you look back and you're like, remember when he played a lot in the early portion of the season? Or remember when he couldn't shoot it or didn't even play that much? It's figuring it out. They played a lot of guys last night, and they've got a lot more offensive talent than they did last year. So they got a game, by the way, a week from Friday night at home against Marquette, who is, you know, I think 17th or 18th in the country, and a couple of, you know, Mount St. Mary's and somebody else before that. But a different Maryland team this year, and a team with a lot more potential offensively, and a really good debut from a guy who looks like a star in the making in Derek Queen.
A Marquette game should be fun. You gonna be there?
Yeah, I think I'll probably. Yeah, that's a Friday night. I think there's a good chance I'll go to that game.
Speaking of college basketball, future Wizards star Cooper Flagg had a nice debut as well. 18.7 rebounds and 5 assists for the 2025 Wizards number 1 overall pick.
You know, people have pointed out to me, and I think they're 100% right, because I have said that the 2025 NBA, you know, draft is about a transcendent, once-in-a-lifetime kind of a player. You know, we've had some of those in recent years, and Cooper Flagg is, you know, supposed to be that kind of a player. But there are other players who are thought to be real difference makers and may even push Flag by the time we get there. The kid from Rutgers, Ace Bailey, people say in any other draft would be a consensus number one. The other kid from Rutgers, Dylan Harper, who's more of a shooting guard like his dad was, like his brother was. And then I'm forgetting who the other one is. But a lot of people think Ace Bailey from Rutgers is one of those guys that would have been an absolute given to be a number one pick had Cooper Flagg not been in the draft. But, yeah, the Wizards will be hopefully vying for that. Speaking of the Wizards,
They played hard against Golden State.
Is that your line?
They played hard. They played hard. Hey, Draymond said they played hard. You know, Draymond Green said this is the hardest that a Wash team has played in forever.
Did he say that?
He did. He was complimenting Bub Carrington and
love the way he plays.
And Keyshawn George. Not a great
Keyshawn
game
George
for
shot it really well last night.
He did. Jordan Poole at 24. Koulibaly was 3 of 11, not great, but they lose 125 to 112. Steph had 24 to lead all scores. Him and Poole each had 24. There was no Kuzma in the game for the Wizards, but yes, Alex Saar had 11 rebounds. He had a double-double, so it was a nice performance for Washington.
Saar with three more block shots, too.
Yeah.
Their three first-round picks, Saar went for 10 points, 11 rebounds. George, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. He was 7 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 17 from behind the arc. And then Bub Carrington, 16 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds in 33 minutes. He is tough and competitive. You know, and then you throw the development of Koulibaly. He's taken already a major step. I mean, I think this is really an exciting player to watch for the next few years. This is what you're watching. You're watching them try to determine whether or not, you know, 2 years worth of drafts and four first rounders, if there are significant contributors to a contending team down the road. And I think the early returns are Koulibaly was a really good pick. And what are we, 6 or 7 games into the season at this point? They were 2-2. Are they 2-5 after last night?
They are 2-4.
2-4 after last night. Saar and Carrington in particular. And then last night, I think it was George's first, I think it was his first high volume shooting game. But he's got a great stroke. Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind the losing, and there will be a lot of it, but you're in but you can offset that with watching, you know, the development of some players that could be significant to a much better team down the road, that's what you're getting. I mean, Saar is a good timing, like, feel defensive player. He's got some great range. He's got good feet defensively. He's long at 7 feet. At the very least, this guy's proven already in 6 games he can be a high-level NBA shot blocker and defender.
And their next game, by the way, it's a couple days. Nobody in the NBA plays tonight due to the election, but it'll be Alex Saar and Zach Edey matching up in Memphis on the 8th. That'll be fun.
Right.
Zach Edey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this last night. He had a block that turned into him shooting a walk-up three.
He never had a terrible stroke. They just would not let him shoot threes. Has he shot threes? I know he fouled out in his first game in like 12 minutes.
Yeah, which is kind of
what. But since then, has he played well?
I think so. And I mean, Memphis is 4-4 right now, so they're 500. They're kind of getting into it. I like Ja Morant still. I probably always will. But I think Zach Edey is having a decent start to his season. He's averaging 11 points a game in just under 20 minutes. So that's pretty decent.
Yeah. All right, what else?
All right, how about this is more of a music story than anything. It happened yesterday, but yesterday was game day. Quincy Jones passed away at 91 years old. I mean, I've loved over the past 24 hours seeing excerpts of interviews that he's done.
Oh.
He was hilariously honest, like to a fault. Father of Rashida Jones, wonderful music producer, absolute legend. So sad to see him pass away, but 91 years, a hell of a life for Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, great interviews with Quincy Jones where he just absolutely obliterates some incredible sort of music icons in terms of their true music ability. And then, you know, like the Brothers Johnson, there are certain bands and certain people that he is convinced were true brilliant musicians that I always enjoyed watching him get interviewed. Look, I mean, when you go back to, you know, his relationship with Michael Jackson and you look at some of those albums and you look at Off the Wall, which I still think is Michael Jackson's greatest album. I know other people would say Bad or Thriller. I would say Off the Wall. That 79 album with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Rock With You, She's Out of My Life, Off the Wall, Working Day and Night. I'm forgetting a few others that were, I mean, basically everything was a hit off that album. He was just a brilliant visionary. And you can't write the history of sort of music and music production and music sort of identification without talking about Quincy Jones. 91 years old, and like you said, I mean, there are just classic interviews with him. I was listening to an interview, like it was on Spotify a few years ago. It was an interview with Quincy Jones, and it was like late at night, and the dude's just crushing so many incredible musicians. But he told it like he saw it, and had a hell of a life. And we both like his daughter a lot. She's been great in everything she's done. As you said, the father of Rashida Jones. But 91, hell of a run.
Did you ever see the documentary that Rashida Jones did on Quincy Jones?
I did not. I'd love to.
It should be on Netflix. It dropped during the pandemic. So I remember watching it during the pandemic. It was fantastic. It's so, so good. So maybe later this week. Obviously tonight's going to be busy across the nation, but if you get time like later this week, I would highly recommend watching it.
The We Are the World documentary on Netflix was so well done, and I'm forgetting the name of it. Greatest Night in Pop.
Yeah,
exactly. That is so awesome to watch and to see the inner relationships between all of those people, you know, during that incredible night after the American Music Awards, where they, you know, all went to the place, and Michael Jackson's and Quincy Jones, you know, orchestrated that entire night. I would recommend anybody that has any sort of interest in music. That was a great documentary. That was well done. Really well done.
Really well done. And he blasts Cyndi Lauper in it too, which is hilarious.
Well, but she ended up being such a significant figure. Remember, like, Dylan was the weirdo, which is not a shocker, but he was like, I think she was very much came off as like this surprise contributor who was poised, who delivered. And,
oh,
you know, they were sitting there trying to get Dylan to deliver, and the guy basically was having panic attacks.
Yeah, Dylan
had panic
attacks.
That night was all based on whether or not Prince would show up, which he didn't. And so they brought Sheila E. in hopes that with her there, Prince would show up. But no, he didn't show up.
Well, he blasted Cyndi Lauper after it.
Yeah, but the Netflix show, she actually in that group, because she was brand new to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a time in which, I mean, her first album probably is just out. She's probably, she's that year, I'm going to guess, like the wins the award for the best newcomer. I'm going to guess. But she kind of delivered when she was asked to deliver, and they were sitting there dealing with Dylan. Remember the whole thing with Dylan? They had to get him comfortable. The guy was like having anxiety over being in front of all those people. Crazy. What else do you have?
So I do want to get to some of the trades, but just a little bit of an update. This does not get the full breaking news sounder, but Jonathan Jones of CBS said that Marshawn Lattimore in Washington is building some sort of steam. So take that for however you would like, but there is some sort of real connection between
those
two.
I trust in Adam Peters. I really do right now. There's no reason for us not to. You know, my guy Kevin in Arlington sent me this text, and he just said, you know, look for Adam Peters maybe to, you know, acquire more draft capital. Okay, but again, that doesn't address this opportunity. I'm with you 7 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. We're 9 weeks into the season. This team is 7-2, and one of those losses was the opener, you know, which is, who knows? Like, they haven't been stopped by anybody. And if you're looking at the NFC, and I mentioned this to Mike Jones last hour, if you're looking at the NFC and you believe that Detroit is a true number one overall in the NFC, what will be the way to beat Detroit? Do you think you're really going to stop them? No. You're going to have to outscore them. And Washington's one of the few teams in the NFC that would be able to keep pace. Look, Minnesota kept pace with them. Minnesota, well, they had a pick six off at the end of that game that gave them the lead. And then Detroit went down and kicked a game-winning field goal in the final play of the game. But 31-29 was the score in that game. What's the one game that Detroit lost? Oh, that's right. They lost to Tampa in week two at home.
Yeah, that was a low-scoring game. That was like 20-16,
yeah.
Right?
How about Bowles? Bowles is the only guy that's been able to slow them down. I mean, you look at the point total. Like, the point total in Green Bay is completely misleading. They were dominant in that football game. They didn't need really a lot in that game. Yeah, I think you're going to have to outscore them. Washington can do that with what they have. So why Sheehan, then, do you want a defensive player? Well, you do have to get a couple of key stops. That really may be the difference when you get to the postseason for Washington and their head-to-head matchups with teams that might be favored over them. You're going to know that you're capable offensively, and you're just going to need a couple of plays defensively to have a chance. You know, they just haven't. They couldn't get a stop against Baltimore, you know, after that interception early. And, yeah, that's what they're going to need. I mean, look, they've proven they can win games without stopping people. They beat Cincinnati without stopping them. For all intents and purposes, they swept the Giants twice without really stopping them. Okay. Marshawn Lattimore. When we come back, Dan Quinn said something yesterday that I will take exception to. It's hard to take exception to anything he's saying right now because he is very convincing with great reasons for his sides. But he said something yesterday that I think is a bit of a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Reach. I will talk about that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.